antifungals. Now, we have two different kinds of antifungals that we're going to use. We have antifungals for systemic infections, and we're going to have antifungals for topical. Now, systemic. The two things we have to determine is whether it's an opportunistic or a non-opportunistic infection. What's the difference? Okay, so in an opportunistic infection, we've killed off the normal flora, and then something else that's normal but usually kept in check by the competition gets a chance to take over. How many of you have ever seen The Godfather? I watched The Godfather, not this summer, but the summer before, and I was kind of like, yeah, okay, it's an all right movie, but it's just really long and kind of slow, and other than that horse head scene, kind of, you know, like, been there, done that. Of course, this was, you know, at the time, it was like the Matrix of movies back then. Now, what happens in mob movies? There's a mob war, right? And so if you have two or three gangs that kill each other, then a third gang comes up and takes over everyone's territory, right? But as long as the other gangs were around, they couldn't do that, could they? Okay, it's kind of like that with bacteria. Bacteria are gangs. And fungus. Now, the most common opportunistic fungal infection, what is it? Yeast, candida, and where does it occur typically? Mouth and
vagina.
Now, these are not systemic. Those are topical. They're on the outside. But anyway. All right, so amphotericin B. Its nickname is amphoterrible. It is highly toxic to us. It is very broad spectrum, works against a wide variety of fungus. It's the drug of choice for most systemic mycoses. Mycosis is the term for fungal infection. Now, the problem with it is you get fusion reactions and renal toxicity. What's an infusion reaction? Okay, so you give it IV and what happens? Okay, so it destroys the vein. So the two things we're going to do is we're going to, it's not, I think it might be on the next slide, isn't it? Nope, it's not. I just have to know it in my head, just like you guys. All right, so what we're going to do about this infusion reaction, before we give amphoterrible, or amphotericin B, we are going to give the patient Tylenol, acetaminophen. We are also going to give them a very small test dose to see how they react to it. And then, how are we going to infuse the drug? Got it? All right, so what are the three things we're going to do? Give Tylenol. Test dose. Infuse very slowly. This is how it works. We don't care. It can also cause hypokalemia. All right. That's it. It's the most commonly used drug for what kind of infections? What kind of fungal infections? Systemic. All right. Next, we're going to talk about the azole antifungals. Ketoconazole, itraconazole, miconazole, clotrimazole, fluconazole, voriconazole, and econazole. Beautiful, isn't it? Now, the ones that have asterisks on them are used for systemic as well as topical use. They're pretty strong inhibitors of cytochrome P450, which means they interact with drugs that are metabolized through the liver. What is cytochrome P450? I know, it does sound very familiar. Grapefruit does affect it, yes. You tell me. Well, let's talk about, when you answer the question about what is cytochrome P450, you'll know the answer. It's enzyme systems in the liver that are responsible for breaking various substances down, including drugs. So they inhibit the cytochrome P450 system. Any drug that gets metabolized through the liver may be affected by these drugs. They have a lot of interactions. Now, they're generally safer than amphotericin B. They don't cause the same kind of nasty side effects, but they may cause liver damage. All right. Okay, that's it for systemic. Pretty quick, huh? All right, next we're going to do superficial, meaning skin, vagina, mouth, perianal. Okay, dermatophytes. Dermatophyte is the word meaning a fungus that lives in the skin. So, depending on the location, we're going to call it something different. It might be the exact same fungus, but we call it something different based on location. So, in the head, we call it capitis, because you have a cap on your head. Tinea corporis, body. Corporis, body. Cuerpo, corporal. Corporal punishment is when we punish your body. So how many of you were ever spanked as a kid? Corporal punishment. Tinea cruris, jock itch. And then we have tinea pedis or pedis, athlete's foot. Now, there is one exception, and it's called tinea versicolor. Have you ever seen someone at the beach where they've got like these kind of like splotchy round shapes on their skin? Where like tan, not tan, tan, not tan? You ever see that? No, it's on their back. That's actually a fungus. And it's called tinea versicolor. That one is not related to these other tineas. All right, now, the treatment for tinea capitis is going to be ketoconazole shampoo. It's very difficult to treat tinea capitis because we have hair. So you have a couple options. One is you can shave the head. Another is you can use ketoconazole shampoo. And the third option is take a systemic medication. Tinea corporis is anywhere on the body, and it's sometimes called ringworm. And typically you're going to use an azole or terbinafine. Terbinafine is Lamisil. Have you ever seen that over the counter? And the azole of choice here is usually clotrimazole, which is Lotrimin in brand name.
The ketoconazole, is that the tar that you put in your hair?
No, tar is different. That's called tar shampoo. You can also use ketoconazole shampoo for dandruff.
So.
Tar is used for psoriasis and dandruff.
Is that what babies get, like when they're...
They can use the tar shampoo, yeah.
They'll get like that.
Yeah. All right. Next, we have tinea cruris. Topical azole, again, clotrimazole is the most common one. Tinea pedis, typically you're going to use a topical azole, again, clotrimazole is the most common. Although there's some other things that can also be used now, but just remember, clotrimazole, 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 and what's the first one?
Ketoconazole.
That'll most likely be the answers on your test. You do need to know how to treat these infections because you're going to get a lot of people asking you, hey, I've got this fungus thing on my body right here. What should I do about it? I got athlete's foot. It's like crazy. What do you tell them? Clotrimazole, clotrimazole, clotrimazole. And for the cradle, for the head, ketoconazole. There's two different strengths of this. There's an over-the-counter one that's 1%, and then there's a prescription strength that is 2%. All right, candidiasis. Candidiasis is oftentimes an opportunistic infection. The most common cause of vaginal candidiasis is antibiotic treatment for UTI. So, vulvovaginal, we're going to use a local azole. They have various different clotrimazole and myconazole creams and suppositories, like Monistat 7, Vagisil. Those are all azole antibiotic or azole antifungals. You can also give oral fluconazole, better known as Diflucan. Now, what's Diflucan's claim to fame?
One dose.
One dose pretty much gets rid of it. Sometimes you have to take a second one.
Where's that? Is that on here?
Nope. That's what Harmony's telling you. Harmony knows her drugs. She's a druggie.
I'm a legal drug dealer.
All right, so.
I have a license to deal drugs.
Oral fluconazole, what's the major claim to fame of oral fluconazole? One dose gets rid of ordinary vaginal yeast infections. If the patient is immunosuppressed, one dose is not going to be enough. So if a patient has HIV and that's why they're getting their candidiasis, you're going to have to keep them on it for a lot longer. Okay, oral. If someone has oral candidiasis, you can use the drug called nystatin. Often comes in a mouthwash form. Clotrimazole comes in various different forms. One of them is called Amisilex Truche. Yeah, let me write that down. If you ever work on a floor that has immunosuppressed patients, like on HIV or transplant or cancer floor, you're going to see a lot of this stuff. Mycelex Truche. It looks like a little tablet, and it dissolves in the mouth. You're not supposed to swallow it. And it's originally designed as a vaginal suppository. Don't tell your patients that. It hasn't been in anyone else's vagina. It just goes in their mouth. So, I mean, but, you know, just people. You have a funny story? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. When I first started working in a pharmacy, I had a patient come back after we dispensed Diflucan, and she came back and was talking to me and said, I'm having a problem, and I need some help. And I said, okay, what's the problem? Well, I can't get the tablet to stay. But I don't understand. It was supposed to be a tablet you take by mouth, and she was inserting it vaginally.
So, knowing.
I don't know.
So what's the G.I. Joe motto? Now you know, and knowing is half the battle. There. So, you need to know where their infection is, what drug is being used to treat it, and how they're supposed to take it. Some drugs for oral candidiasis will be taken by mouth and swallowed. Others will be put in the mouth and sucked on until they dissolve. You need to know which one you're dealing with. For severe oral candidiasis, we'll use oral fluconazole. When we say oral here, we mean swallowed. They're not laughing about us.
I know.
All right. Now, here's a very fun one. Onycho, meaning nail, and mycosis, meaning fungus. Fungus nail. Anyone ever see a fungus nail in real life?
Yeah.
Does anyone not know what one looks like? All right, well, we get to take a look. Yes, you are. This isn't bad. All right. So this is a fairly mild one, but it's kind of typical. So notice that the nail is yellow. It's kind of ridged. It's kind of broken, and it's very thick. That's typically kind of what a nail will look like when they're not bad.
How do you get it?
I don't know.
You don't know.
It could be contagious. We'll talk about that in a second. So the problem. Yeah, don't bite your toenails if you are. Okay, so here's the worst one. Notice how thick this is. So the problem with fungus nails is very difficult to treat because the nails do not have a good blood supply. So basically what you have to do is you have to treat it long enough for the nail to be replaced entirely, which is about 12 weeks to 6 months. The other alternative is remove the nails. All right, so what we like to do is we like to give oral doses. Terbinafine is Lamisil and itraconazole is Sporinox, which are the most two common ones for nail infections. All right, let's talk just a moment about tinea corporis and tinea cruris, jock itch and athlete's foot. These can be spread from one location to another. So what we're going to tell a patient who has tinea pedis, we're going to tell them, put your socks on before you put your underwear on.
We were having this conversation.
Oh.
And how would you, like, what would it matter? Because wouldn't you get ringworm from it, too? Like, what are you going to put your pants on? Put your underwear over top of your pants? You understand what I'm saying?
What?
It's still going to be spread, like, if you're putting your...
It's possible, but the thing is that the reason... Tinea cruris and tinea pedis are much more common than tinea corporis is because fungus likes cold or likes dark, warm, wet places, and people tend to sweat more in their crotch and in their feet, and it tends not to evaporate as well because of the way our legs fold inwards and because we wear shoes. So even though you could spread it all the way up the leg, it's not as common to get that. But if you put the sock on first, then when you put your pants on, you're not going to be spreading it up even more. So, and if you have jock itch, typically what we say is pull your underwear off before you take your socks off. Although transmitting it from here to here is not as common as from here to there.
So, is tinea corporis ringworm, is that a word?
Yes. Common name for it. The other thing is tinea cruris takes about 2 weeks typically to heal. Athlete's foot takes about 4 weeks to heal because there's less blood supply. The other thing is it can come back. So after the symptoms are gone, typically want to recommend that they keep treating it for another week. That way it's most likely to come back. Superficial mycoses is a very fun topic. Now, does everyone remember what thrush looks like? Do I need to show that one, too?
Yeah, sure.
Let's get a really...
really gruesome one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. So, in case you can't see it, this is the tongue, this is the uvula, and all of this coating stuff is thrush. And I've seen worse than that. Yeah, because it, what? Yes, if you have a steroid inhaler, you're supposed to swish and swallow, or swish and spit, and then swish and swallow to prevent that.
Is that the most common? Like, if you see it in adults, is that usually how they get it?
Probably the most common thing is just immunosuppression or antibiotic therapy. All right. All right, now, in addition to the topical azoles and Lamisil, we also have something called griseofulvin. Now, griseofulvin, you take by mouth, and you have to take it for 6 weeks. Why do you think 6 weeks? Because that's how long it takes for your skin to completely grow a new layer. So basically, the griseofulvin gets gets incorporated into the keratin of your skin and then prevents new fungus from growing. So it can be a little bit hepatotoxic, so typically you'll use it after you've tried a topical. Amphotericin does not work very well topically. It only really works well systemically. Lamisil, we already talked about. It's used by mouth for fungus nail, and you can also use it as a cream for any of the tinnias. Some others that you might see, tolnaftate. You can get this over the counter in a spray form or a cream form for jock itch and for athlete's foot. And that's all we care about. All right, so the most common answer is going to be, for any of the superficials, what's the most common answer? Clotrimazole. The most common answer for one of the superficial antifungals is going to be clotrimazole. Clotrimazole we use in cream form for any of the tinea's except for capitis. We also use it as suppository for, or creams, or foams for vaginal. And we also use it as suppository that you suck on for oral. So it's very, what's the word? No, it's not diverse. It's still one. Versatile. Yes, that's the word.